Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
So you go to your local hardware store to buy some 2x4s for the new addition. But you hear more and more about old-growth forests, depleted rainforests, global warming, and you wonder, am I adding to the problem by buying this wood? Where'd it come from? Behind the scenes, some groups are making it easy to do the right thing. And all you need to do is to know what to look for. It's getting better all the time. When we return on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Welcome to the challenge of change. It continues. Often, environmental groups which stage highly visible protests seem to dominate the news, making it seem that the face of the entire environmental movement. However, that does injustice to the many quiet efforts that result in equally significant outcomes. One such effort is a global effort to create and maintain responsible forest utilization. We hear about deforestation, harvesting from old growth stands, the depletion of the rainforest, and the changes being forced on indigenous peoples as our forests disappear. I want to welcome Michael Washburn, Vice President of the Forest Stewardship Council, otherwise known as FSC, to the Wildside News. FSC is one of the quiet change agents. Michael, welcome to the Wildside News.
Hello, Sydney. Nice to talk with you again.
Why don't you talk to us about FSC? Give our listeners an idea of what your mission is.
Sure, I'm happy to do that. First, let me say congratulations to your previous guests. The agreement that Bank of America has signed with Rainforest Action Network really is historic. I think it serves as a model for what companies can do in terms of their forest stewardship going forward. I'll tell you a little bit about FSC. Forest Stewardship Council is about a 10-year-old organization, nonprofit, based in Bonn, Germany, with offices in 34 countries around the world. I represent the FSC U.S. office here in Washington, D.C. And FSC sets voluntary standards for companies that manage forests around the world. Those standards then translate into certification, where the companies meet our very high performance standards with respect to environmental and social performance. And then that certification carries through into the marketplace with a label on the wood products that come from those forests.
Right, and so it actually can be relatively simple for people to start to recognize the, in your case, it's the FSC label, is that correct?
Well, that's right, and some of your listeners may already have been exposed to this. For example, Staples and Kinko's around the country routinely carry FSC certified paper products. And you can look for the FSC logo on those products. Similarly, Home Depot stores in many parts of the United States have FSC certified solid wood products available, whether it's the handle on your hammer all the way through to a certified sheet of plywood or a certified 2x4.
You know this, and by the way, on the website, on the Wildside News, you can see that logo. And I guess that's what people should actually look for is the FSC. It's a tree with sort of it's like a check mark with a tree. And the FSC, is that what they want to look for?
Well, that's right. And the logo is designed, just as you describe it, to indicate that, you know, we have checked what has happened in the forest. Part of our system involves not just those standards that I talked about, Sydney, but what we affectionately call in our own parlance the third-party independent auditor who goes out and actually looks at forest management where it happens on the ground to make sure that it meets the standards. And what we want customers to take away is when they see that logo, they can trust that the system has done the due diligence to ensure that the product they're buying comes from a forest that's being well managed. And that logo has the support of all of the major international environmental organizations, from Greenpeace to Sierra Club to the Wilderness Society to the Nature Conservancy. which I think gives it a great deal of credibility in the eyes of customers.
Well, absolutely. Those are all people who the Wildside News is happy to support and work with, and we do. This is actually part of a global effort in terms of a sustainable forest initiative. Why don't you talk about the reach of this and the significance that this could have in terms of a wise forest future?
Sure. Well, Sydney, in your previous segment and throughout the work that you're doing, which, by the way, we're very pleased to see Wildside News being so successful, throughout what you've said today, there's this notion that, look, we've got to get out of the old model of good guys and bad guys and find solutions. FSC has now certified forests in over 60 countries around the world, and we have thousands of products in the marketplace that are examples of the fact that forests can be managed to produce these products without sacrificing all the other values we expect from the forest, ranging from clean water to habitat for endangered as well as common species, and the special cultural and heritage values that we find in the forest. Elise Hogue did an excellent job of talking about the connection between people who live in or near the forest and how those forests are managed. Look, if we don't find a way to generate value from those forests and keep them as forests, we will lose them to agriculture, developed uses, and other uses in the landscape. It's not the outcome we want.
Now, your organization works very much on a voluntary basis, so people, corporations and companies, and from both sides, both producers and consumers, really are take quite a commitment to certify and be certified. Why don't you talk about what's involved with that so that people have a sense that when they buy an FSC-certified product, they're dealing with corporations that have made a stand?
Sure. It starts in the forest and with our standards, which deal with issues like protecting water quality, stream temperature, making sure that erosion doesn't take place that threatens aquatic species, all the way through to making sure that as timber is harvested, that's done in a sensitive way in terms of the animals and the plants that also dwell in the forest, and looking forward to make sure that the forests that grow back are ecologically consistent with what's there at the time that the logging takes place. We also look at the local peoples and how they are affected, and make sure that we get input from people at various stages in the process to make sure that the company is viewed locally as a good citizen. Once the forest management certification takes place, we have what we call a chain of custody program, which actually tracks the products as they move from the forest to, let's say, the sawmill or the paper mill, and then ultimately come out as FSC-certified products. And we think that tracking is very important so that you actually know that the company you're purchasing that product from has done the right thing where the logging took place on the ground.
It's sort of like a certified letter where there is people have to sign off as they transport this material across the country
or
around the world.
Right. That's a great analogy. And you've seen certification in other contexts as well. I mean, folks are familiar with sort of the Dolphin Safe logo on a can of tuna. Certainly the organic vegetable market is something that's familiar to most folks. And you're seeing it now in coffee. One of our partners, Rainforest Alliance, has done excellent work with shade-grown and fair trade coffee certification around the world. So certification is a marketplace reality. It's intended to bring us to a good solution and make it easy for customers to celebrate the good behavior of those companies that they want to support.
So I want people to put this in their memory. FSC, look for that when you go to your local hardware stores, when you go into particularly the paper product companies, your Office Depots and places like that, when you're buying paper, if you choose that, you've very easily made a positive stand to support corporations and companies that are doing things that are right for the environment. And it's so easy. You've really made this simple for all of us, and thank you for that.
Well, that's right, and your listeners should know that this is a young movement with a lot of potential, and they can actually be agents for change themselves. If they go to a retailer that doesn't currently have FSC-certified products, they should talk to the store manager and tell them that they're interested in that. Those signals will translate back through the market and make it clear to companies that, yeah, customers really do care about these values, and that'll drive companies to do the right thing. If folks want to learn more about the FSC program, they're certainly welcome to see our website, which is www.fscus.org.
You know, now also, a lot of people certainly are aware of the federal land, the forests on public lands, but one of the areas that you really focus on are the private forests. I think a lot of people don't know much about that.
Well, I think that's right. Roughly 70% of the forest land in the United States is not held by government. It's held either by companies or by private individuals, and the vast majority of those forest lands are held by private individuals and families who number right around 9 million in total. So the fate of our forests is not controlled solely by the government. We need the participation and engagement of quite a number of people to make sure that this all comes out right, 100 years down the road.
Now, the Forest Stewardship Council, FSC, has recently, I believe, signed an agreement with the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's right. Wisconsin, as well as the state of Maryland, and a couple weeks ago we heard from the state of Massachusetts, all of whom have certified in various cases all or large parts of the forest systems that are owned and managed by those state governments. And those are add-ons to states that committed years ago, including Minnesota, certainly the state of Pennsylvania, which has the largest chunk of FSC-certified forests in the country at 2 million acres, as well as the state of New York and the state of Maine.
You know, the Wild Side News is really happy to share this information with our listeners. We've been talking with Michael Washburn, who's the Vice President of the Forest Stewardship Council, who is doing great work. Look for the FSC label. Learn it. Buy FSC-certified products, and you will make a difference. You learned it here on the Wild Side News, the world's leader in Internet talk.